Parkville Local Radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Victor Okendo. Following pressure from world leaders, trucks filled with humanitarian aid are being allowed through the Rafah crossing between Egypt and Israel. The cousins of U.S. hostages Judith and Natalie Renan, who Hamas released last week, are thrilled to see them. But ABC's Matt Gutman says they're also worried about other relatives who are still being held captive.
I'm told that Israeli officials and the FBI have been mining the family, Judith and Natalie, for any granular details about who held them. Could it have been senior Hamas officials or low-ranking guards? Who were they held with? Were there other hostages there? What did they smell? What did they hear around them? Were they held above ground or in tunnels? All of those details could help provide key intelligence about the other hostages.
The family says 13 of their relatives have either been killed or kidnapped. At least 9 Republicans now want to become House Speaker. House Republicans will hear from each candidate tonight before voting to select a nominee tomorrow. This is ABC News. The White House wants to expand technology hubs beyond Silicon Valley and parts of the East Coast. President Biden will deliver remarks today highlighting winners of a contest for communities to become new tech leaders. A young gymnast has announced her retirement, but not because of a physical injury. 20-year-old two-time world champion Kara Aker retiring after suffering what she calls verbal and emotional abuse while training with the University of Utah.
Aker posting on Instagram that a male coach would suddenly erupt with anger and physically slam down mats and get up in an athlete's face as a tactic to intimidate them, saying, "I was scared to death by the loud and angry outburst from the coach," and saying her physical, mental, and emotional health has rapidly declined.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. Toyota is the latest automaker to adopt the charging standard used by Tesla's superchargers. Toyota says certain vehicles will have the standard charging ports in 2025. It gives customers access to more than 12,000 superchargers. Victor Okendo, ABC News.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Football season is back, and no matter which home team you root for, there's one thing everyone in the Midwest can agree on. If you're tailgating or grilling at home, nothing beats a freshly baked Village Hearth bun. An old-fashioned hot dog bun is the perfect accompaniment for a brat or a hot dog and all the toppings your little heart desires. And for the best burgers, you just can't beat the Village Hearth classic bun. So head to the store and pick up some Village Hearth buns. The weekend is almost here.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. Trial begins today for a woman accused of killing a friend with eye drops. Jesse Kershesky of Franklin is charged in the 2018 death of a Pewaukee woman, as well as stealing $290,000 from the victim. Kershesky initially claimed to have nothing to do with the death, then later said she handed her friend a water bottle with 6 bottles of Visine in it to help her die by suicide. The victim's blood contained a fatal dose of the active ingredient in the eye drops. The trial in Waukesha County Court is expected to last 5 weeks. There's a new crop of candidates for Speaker of the House.
Wisconsin 6th District Republican Glenn Grothman sets the scene for this evening.
All the Republicans in the House of Representatives are going to get together. We're going to hear nominating speeches from whoever declares and wants to be Speaker at that time. And then we'll have a variety of votes.
As of noon Sunday, there were 9 declared candidates. Grothman prefers 2.
Well, I'll support whoever winds up winning on the floor. The 2 I think are most qualified of those running are Tom Emmer from Minnesota and Mike Johnson from Louisiana.
A vote on a finalist could come Tuesday morning. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The speaker's chair has now been empty for more than 2 weeks, bringing the work of the House to a halt. Congressional Democrats there are waiting for Republicans to sort out their leadership issues.
That's the message from 2nd District Representative Mark Pocan, who says he hasn't even met some of the potential new speaker candidates.
Many good people on the Republican side don't even want to run for the job because it's pretty dysfunctional. It's pretty much a mess.
Pocan says Democrats have offered their help to pick a speaker, but only if concessions are made to the Democratic caucus. So far, Pocan says the GOP hasn't taken up the offer. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Are you having a hard time finding ag podcasts? We can help. The podcast directory at agraamerica.com allows you to search by category and topic, so it's quick and easy to find what you're looking for. Ag Chicks, Farm for Profit, Heart of Rural America, the Shark Farmer Podcast, Real Ag Radio, and more are featured on Agra America. Our extensive directory has something for everyone. Discover a new ag podcast today by visiting agraamerica.com. That's agraamerica.com.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
A popular first job from years gone by is now gone in several central Wisconsin communities.
The paper route is no more for Gannett Dailies in Wausau, Stevens Point, Marshfield, and Wisconsin Rapids. Those publications are the latest from Gannett to do away with home delivery from their own carriers. Instead, the U.S. Postal Service will do the trick as part of their daily mail routes. Gannett says it helps ensure more consistent delivery experiences for subscribers, while helping them be more efficient in a tight labor market. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Keeping kids safe during trick-or-treating, that's the aim of the Wisconsin Department of Corrections. They announced their work with local law enforcement agencies to monitor sex offenders who are on probation or parole. The agency says child and higher-risk sex offenders aren't allowed to have Halloween decorations or give out candy, and their porch lights must be turned off during trick-or-treating times in communities around the state. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. John R. Sharp, age 87, of Butternut, died on Thursday, October 19th at Park Manor Nursing Home in Park Falls. He is survived by his wife, Donna, of Butternut, by two children, James Sharp, of Colonial Heights, Virginia, and by Jean Barocca, of Fifield. Survived also by three grandchildren, and further survived by two great-grandchildren, along with other relatives and friends. Funeral services to be held at First Congregational United Church of Christ in Park Falls on Wednesday, October 25th, 11 a.m. Reverend Jill Lemke will officiate. Visitation to be held at the church on Wednesday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for John R. Sharp, age 87, Butternut. Janet K. Kasowitz, age 68, Fifield, died on Saturday, October 14th, at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. She is survived by her husband of 46 years, Frank, and their four children, William Bill Kasowitz, Jesse Kasowitz, Brandy Lyon, and Frankie Kasowitz. Further survived by seven grandchildren and by six siblings, Helen Bullwig, Phyllis Bullwig, Carrie Hansen Williams, by Peggy Megan, Melanie Hansen, and Steve Hansen. Survived also by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A celebration of life to be held Saturday, November 11th, at Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield from 12 noon to 4 p.m. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Janet K. Kasowitz, 66, Fifield. Eugene Earl Hine, age 71, Park Falls, died unexpectedly on Friday, October 20th at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. He is survived by his three children, Jack Hine of Glendale, Arizona, by Shanna Sellers of North Manchester, Indiana, and by Randy Hine of Denton, Texas. Survived also by three grandchildren, by one great-grandson, by his brother Jeff Hine of Medford, and by his sister Roberta Hannanen of Highbridge, and by nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A graveside service with military honors will be announced at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for veteran Eugene Earl Hine, age 71, Park Falls. Patricia Ann Schwenke, 92, Park Falls, died on Wednesday, October 18th at the Waterford. She is survived by her two children, Max Ackerman of Mercer, and by Diane Schwenke of Crestville, Tennessee. Survived also by six grandchildren, by four great-grandchildren, and many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A private service will be held at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Patricia Ann Schwenke, 92, Park Falls. Hildegard Ruth M. Hoffman Kane, age 96, of Sun Prairie, formerly of Park Falls, died on Tuesday, October 17th at the Talamore Senior Living in Sun Prairie. She is survived by three sisters, Gert Bramer of Lodi, by Helga Lehner of Italy, and by Erica Lowy of Austria. Survived also by her brother, Willie Lehner of Austria, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel, Monday, October 23rd, at 12 noon, with Deacon Chet Ball officiating. Visitation to be held at the funeral home on Monday today from 11 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Hildegard Ruth M. Hoffman Kane, age 96, formerly of Park Falls.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. For the best in community senior-assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Panasia Oino Market, located in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin, is here to serve you. Market owner April Harshman welcomes any suggestions for additional ethnic foods and specialty items to carry in her store, like newly in stock professional cooking woks available in 28 and 32 ounce capacity, plus rice cookers just in time for the fall to make your pan set noodles along with other ethnic dishes. Adding new foods and specialty items all the time, like super soft warm blankets to cozy up with on those cool fall nights, and super soft premium non-slip carpets by La Casa available in a variety of colorful designs. Plus all your favorite lunch and meat, snacks, pastas, fruits, fish, and more at Panasia Oino Market, open Monday through Saturday until 8 and Sundays till 6 in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Welcoming NEB and Food Share customers.
Want to start saving money today? Then you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online on our website located at 98qcountry.com. Stop by and take a look at all the wonderful feature businesses such as local restaurants or fun shops located in Prentice, Mellon, Minocqua, Phillips, Park Falls, Butternut, Glidden, and all around the surrounding areas, offering everything from burgers to clothing. You can also tune into the 98Q Country Morning Show to hear them read live by our wonderful hosts. Save money with 98Q Country Shopping Show today.
Join us at Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin, where tradition meets taste. Terry's Culinary Touch brings exceptional homemade dishes served daily from 4 to 8 p.m. Don't miss out on our weekly specials. Shrimp Palooza on Wednesdays for just $15. Pasta Flights on Thursdays, and Friday Fish Fry Extravaganza featuring cod, bluegill, perch, salmon, shrimp, or even flounder. Plus, indulge in Lisa's exquisite desserts and perfectly paired signature cocktails. On Saturdays, savor prime rib. Located at the intersections of Highway 13 and 70 in Fifield, Wisconsin, marked by iconic Big Deer. Now accepting reservations at 715-762-4447 for holiday parties. Join us for a memorable dining experience.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. High temperatures reach up to 50 this afternoon. Under cloudy skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tonight, lows level off around 43. Cloudy skies expected. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 60. Overcast skies. Mid-50s Wednesday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning cooler Thursday with highs in the low 50s. Chance for showers continues. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 50 this afternoon. Lows level off around 43 tonight. Wish a top off around 60 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 45.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
Light up your workspace and get 11% off everything at Menards. Now you can tackle your automotive needs at any time of day with a 10,000 lumen LED work light from Smart Electrician. It's portable, super bright, and weather resistant. Save big money and get one today for $49.99 after 11% rebate at Menards. Good through October 29th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRoxper. The Rangers force a Game 7 after beating the Astros 9-2 in the ALCS last night. Nathan Eovaldi yielded 5 hits, 2 runs, and 6 and a third innings to improve to 4-0 with a 2.42 ERA in the playoffs this year. Rangers manager Bruce Bochy says Eovaldi is a big-game pitcher.
He has the ability to rise to the occasion. He's got great stuff. You start with that, but the makeup of this man, he's just amazing. He wants to be out there in a game like this, and he's got great stuff, 4 pitches, and he's got really good focus. I mean, maniacal focus on every pitch.
Top 6 teams stay in place in the college football poll: Georgia, Michigan, Ohio State, Florida, Washington, and Oklahoma. Number 7, Texas. Number 8, Oregon, each move up a spot. Number 9, Alabama, returned to the top 10. This is SRN Sports. In the NFL, the Patriots beat the Bills 29-25, and Bill Belichick got his 300th regular season win and becomes the third man to reach that milestone. He joins the likes of Don Shula and George Halas. Younghoe Koo's third field goal of the game was a 51-yarder as the clock ran out, and the Falcons beat the Buccaneers 16-13. Bears beat the Raiders 30-12. It was the Ravens routing the Lions 38-6. Giants beat the Commanders 14-7. Big Blue defense with 6 sacks. Browns over the Colts 39-38. Seahawks beat the Cardinals 20-10. Arizona quarterback Josh Dobbs sacked 4 times. Steelers beat the Rams 24-17. Chiefs 31, Chargers 17. Patrick Mahomes 424 yards and 4 touchdowns. Packers beat the Broncos 19-17. Eagles beat the Dolphins Sunday night 31-17, the final. This is SRN Sports.
The Packers dropped their third straight 19-17 to the Broncos in Denver on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Green Bay trailed 9-0 at halftime, took the lead in the fourth quarter, only to lose on a Will Lutz 52-yard field goal, followed by Jordan Love's late-game interception.
There's a lot of things to take away. Offensively, it just comes down to execution. Limiting the penalties. We got to find a way to limit those penalties. A lot of it's pre-snap stuff, a couple false starts. I think we just got to have more urgency to start the game, and we got to find a way to just put up points. We just got to find a way to be better. year, honestly.
Packers fell to 2-4, and there is more injuries. Devontae Wyatt carted off the field with a knee injury. Darnell Savage left with a calf injury, and Eric Stokes left early with a hamstring injury. Packers host the Vikings this Sunday. Minnesota will close out Week 7 tonight with a Monday nighter against San Francisco at U.S. Bank Stadium. Football Badgers coming from behind to beat Illinois 25-21 in Champaign on Saturday. Braden Locke threw for 240 yards and two touchdowns. Braylon Allen rushed for 145 and a score. Locke making his first collegiate start. He trailed by 14 before the comeback.
Yeah, I mean, it just goes back to every play having its own life. You can't score 14 points all in one play or one drive or anything like that. So just taking it a play at a time, doing your job, you know, not playing outside yourself and trying to do too much, but just taking each play, you know, itself and doing what needs to be done and just playing situational football down the stretch there.
Badgers 14-point underdogs against the Buckeyes this Saturday night at Camp Randall. The Badger men's hockey team sweeping number 17 Michigan Tech over the weekend, winning 5-2 on Saturday. The Badgers open Big Ten play at Minnesota this Thursday and Friday. Top-ranked Badger women swept Bemidji State over the weekend, improving to 8-0 on the season. Badger volleyball team fell for the first time this season, losing in five sets to Nebraska on Saturday night. In Lincoln, Bucks open the regular season this week at home against Philadelphia Thursday night. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to new lives full of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but with God's help, we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe, or joining Mercy Ships to bring life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Taking a look at some local sports notes, cross country determined state qualifiers this past weekend. Congratulations are in order to the Phillips and Shawamigan girls teams. They finished first for Phillips, second for Shawamigan at the Solon Springs Northwood sectional over the weekend. Leading the way for Phillips and their sectional championship, Leah Harper, the sophomore, finished in second. It was Meredith Murlock, the junior, in third. Sarah Knack, junior, finished in fourth. Addie Gabay, the freshman, finished in seventh overall for the teams. It was Caitlin Pesco finishing in 10th place, and Ruby McCormick, 14th. Maya Nieto in 32nd. So the Phillips girls win it. Shawamigan comes in second. Autumn Mikulski is your sectional champion. The senior finishes in first. 11th place finish for Maddie Ernst. Addison Boblick in 12th. Abigail Humphrey in 21st. Mallory Smith in 28th place. Zoe Eimerman in 29th. And Clara Yunk finishes in 33rd. So congrats to both teams, Phillips, Shawamigan girls. We'll have them on the air Thursday morning at 8:30 to talk about their trip to state coming up this weekend. Meanwhile, on the boys' side, the Phillips boys have qualified for state. Solon Springs Northwoods wins it on their home course. Phillips comes in second, led by Gavin Esterholm. The sophomore finished in fourth place. It was Maverick Hoagland. Maverick coming in 12th place overall, 19th for James Vollendorf. Julian Ellingen in 21st place, 25th for Arlo Behrens. It was Stephen Bredeman finishing in 35th for the teams, and Logan Sokolowski in 51st. Congrats to them. Rib Lake Prentice, they finished in 4th, led by Jack Rieger, a 5th place finish. Caleb Scott in 9th. It was Henry Rieger finishing in 30th place. 31st for Heston Heckman, Elijah Scott in 34th, Hagen Isaacson in 43rd, and Jeremy Whittela in 46th. Six for the Rib Lake Prentice cross country team, finishing in fourth. The Shawamigan boys team finished in eighth. They were led by Jaden Oscar. The junior finished in 28th. Senior Robert Chinnebeck finished in 29th. It was Cooper Mikulski, the sophomore, in 42nd place. Winter Edberg finished in 56th. Austin Hoffman in 62nd. Harlan Kasowitz in 71st. And Zachary Roberts finished 73rd for the Shawamigan boys. So congrats to all. So state qualifiers from the region, individual qualifiers other than those teams, Connor Quimby of Grantsburg, Jack Rieger of Lakeland, of Rib Lake Prentice qualifies, as does Dalton Anderson of Shell Lake, Ben Geisergen of Drummond, and Joseph Quintana from Grantsburg qualifying. For the girls' side, individual qualifiers outside the team, Kylie Orson of Rib Lake Prentice qualifies for state. So congratulations to her. Volleyball. We crowned regional champs over the weekend in Division 4 Mercer. Regional championship defeating Luck. It took four games, and they beat them 3-1. So Mercer hosts Frederick on Thursday night at the Mercer Tiger Gym, 7 o'clock. Prentice on the lower half of that, also advancing on. They get a 3-0 victory over their opponent, a Prairie Farm. So Prentice now will play host to Gilman. The 1 versus the 2 seed, Thursday night at 7. Could Prentice and Mercer be on a collision course for the championship? We'll see. Both would have to win on Thursday. Division 3, Phillips, long trip on Thursday over to Grantsburg. They beat them. Saturday, another long trip over to St. Croix Falls. St. Croix Falls, the number 1 seed, came away with a 3-0 victory. So St. Croix Falls, Barron, McDonald Central Catholic, and Fall Creek all advance on from the North region in Division 3. In Division 2, it was Mosinee advancing on with a regional championship, as did Rice Lake advance on. And Level 1 football action wrapped up this past weekend in Division 7. Teams from the North that advance on, Pepa, Elmon City, along with Edgar advancing on, and Boyceville. In Division 6, Grantsburg and Ladysmith, both victories to advance on. Auburndale also advancing on, along with Stratford. Some of the area teams advancing on in playoffs. You can always check out WIAAWI.org for all the brackets. And high school football wrapped up for our local 8-man teams Friday night. Shawamigan with a 32-0 win over South Shore, their third win of the year. And the Loggers wrapped up a nice season as they top Green Bay New Lutheran 78-40 on Friday night. That game, the Phillips game, is archived for you at 98qcountry.com. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
Big hits. Big hits from big stars like
Brad Paisley,
Toby Keith,
Carrie Underwood.
All day long.
98Q Country.
Hanging out on the gate of his truck. We threw a blanket beneath the sunset.
You know what you're doing, baby, don't you? Don't you? You know what you're doing, baby, don't you? Don't you?
Your favorites, your classics, your country. 98 Q Country.
Live like a dollar in the clock on the wall. Don't only shine. like a dollar in the clock on the wall. Don't own me. Shine a light, shine a light. Like mama's front porch when I'm lost and lonely. Start forgiving and start forgetting. Need somebody that's worth remembering. Live a life so when I die, there's standing room only. Standing room only. Standing room only. Standing room only.
Tim McGraw, standing room only. I'm going to go over the list from a company that is known as the Candy Store. And they have a list of the most wanted trick-or-treat items. The best candy that trick-or-treaters want. It's not a comprehensive list, but it's got some ideas in there. That's coming up in just flash right here.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP, next to McDonald's. Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their minds in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutters.com for a quote.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory, then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
Discover, this is Danny.
Hi, it's Jen Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great. But with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Are you hungry? Because everyone left after the asparagus sorbet.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. High temperatures reach up to 50 this afternoon under cloudy skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tonight, lows level off around 43. Cloudy skies expected. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 60. Overcast skies. Mid-50s Wednesday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning cooler Thursday with highs in the low 50s. Chance for showers continues. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 50 this afternoon. Lows level off around 43 tonight. Wish a top off around 60 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 50.
Maren Morris, Hardy, Morgan Wallen. Yeah, I love the new country.
Red Hot Country.
I tell you, baby, you are the joy of my life.
Sounds like this.
You don't want to fall in love.
Today's best country.
98 Q Country.
Song and I'm flying right back to when we had it made. Every Friday night when the sun went down, we'd be running them streets like we owned the town. And I just can't let it go. No, I just can't let it go.
Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
She never wanted to be white picket fenced in. Her heart's like a feather in a tossed wind. Seaside breeze will bring her to life, and all them other boys say she's a goodbye girl. She'll wreck your world and leave before the morning sun. But here she is free, lying next to me. Cause I ain't trying to tame her love. I keep the windows down.
Fireflies in a jar. This is a good
Gabby Barrett, Glory Days. So the company called The Candy Store has the list for trick-or-treaters. Topping the list, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, followed by M&M's, Hot Tamales, Skittles, Sour Patch Kids, and the list goes on. After the top five or so, it's all there. You can find it. Go to thecandystore.com and get the list if you want it. On the way, Old Dominion, Russell Dickerson, Billy Currington. Great country music.
I'm Tamron Hall. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, with more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties. Classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Brand new country.
I got you for the rest of my days.
This is the type of music we like.
All I know is in the end it wasn't what he did. No, it was what he didn't.
Turn it up.
98Q Country.
I know it's a drag, I know it's a grind. I know that a dollar ain't worth a dime. Just trying to keep up with the Joneses at the end of the block. I know you get tired, I know you get down. I know you get sick of the soul-sucking town. But let's make a little lemonade if lemons is all we got. Cause I'm stuck on you, you're stuck on me. I never gotta wonder where my honey be. I ain't saving all my sugar for a Saturday night. 7 days a week I got an appetite. Sunset's like a tangerine. Let's find a road we've never seen. Don't waste another mile or a minute not kissing me. Life is short, make it sweet.
Open sky.
care about trying.